Hey, this is Dave. I'm here sitting down via Skype with Jamin Wymans, director, editor, writer, composer. Is there anything else I'm missing of Ink?
I think you just about got it. I think we're good.
So we haven't talked to you for a few months, and you guys have expanded.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we. I guess last time we talked, we were at Starfest in Denver, and so I guess right around that time we were just playing in Denver, and. Yeah. So since then, I guess we've opened in Fort Collins, up north in Greeley, and then now we're heading to L.A., and then it's New York and Portland after that.
Very cool.
We're basically like a rock band going on tour.
So are you going to be doing Q&As at all these screenings too?
That's a plan. You know, of course, if we're sober enough and, you know, people can get us out of our trailer, then we'll do it.
So you're really taking the rock star mentality.
Yes, that's right. We figure we got to start early, become prima donnas the best we can. Of course, we don't have the rock star budget, so I don't know how we're gonna work that out.
Well, if I to be fair with how great Ink looks, I don't think you've proven that you can stretch the dollar very far. I'll put it that way.
That's right. Right. We could be the wizard behind the curtain. We can pretend like we're rock stars and really put on a good show.
Well, before we get into everything that's going on, where you're going and all that fun stuff, I have to ask you about the score for Ink.
Sure, yeah.
Because I just bought the soundtrack this week.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your support.
Absolutely. You can get over to Amazon.com. It's just strictly there through the MP3 download right now, right?
It's there. It's actually on iTunes as well, and a few other places, but those are the big ones.
Cool. So I have to ask, since you wrote it, you directed it, you edited it, and you also composed the music, was it good having that much control, or was it kind of a lot to take in at once?
It's sort of a bittersweet thing. I mean, it's really nice on, an artistic level, because it really does, I don't have anybody, barking over my shoulder, telling me what to do, and that's nice, and I really can kind of do whatever I want to do. But the hard part is when you do everything, then making a movie takes a whole lot longer. So, and it wears you out for sure. But it was, for the most part, I'd like to keep on doing all those jobs no matter what the budget is. I think it would certainly help if we were getting paid something in the future. So, in the next film, we're sitting in the south of France, editing the film, that would be just fine. For the most part, it's really rewarding being able to work on both the sound and the music and the editing simultaneously, because I really like to work to music, and so being able to bounce back and forth between the two is really a kind of a luxury. And it's those two aspects of filmmaking are really the parts I like the most. I enjoy editing a lot because you're really seeing all the elements come together, and I enjoy the music part of it a lot just because I don't really consider myself much of a musician, so I actually don't take it that seriously. and so I actually enjoy doing it. I think anytime I actually consider, try to be a real musician, then I'm going to start hating the process. So it's always what happens when you make your hobbies your profession, and it stops being fun.
Totally. Well, I have to admit, not that writing music is easy in the first place, but being that close to the material, being with every facet of it, what did that make it a bit easier being able to compose for it?
It does for me. For years I've worked with composers, and for the most part I've had good experiences, but one of the hardest things is to try to communicate an emotional musical value to somebody. And a lot of times it's easiest just to fiddle with the piano yourself and just kind of find it yourself. It's really hard on musicians to sit there and breathe down their neck as they're trying to figure out, how to put music to your movie. So I've just found it's easier just to do it myself.
Very cool.
Right, and it's a lot cheaper that way.
Well, so, there's that. It just makes life easier for you just in general.
Yes. I conveniently leave that part out, and that's the truth of the matter. So, how many musicians will you find that'll work for free,
So I have to ask, have you found that the buzz is starting to build with Ink over the past couple months?
Yeah, it does. You know, it was interesting. It started in Denver. Well, actually, to be precise, I guess it started in Santa Barbara, and we got a little bit of buzz there where we opened the film. But then Denver's been great. I mean, it just kept on playing and playing and playing in Denver 8 weeks. And so we just kind of keep on branching out from Denver. And it just, you know, our mailing list, our Facebook page, our blog, everything just kind of continues to grow. And so the more, sorry, a little beep was my email.
That's okay.
I think the more that, you know, that we branch it out to new theaters, just the bigger the audience gets, which is great. I mean, we didn't really know how much it would branch out from Denver just because, you know, Denver is our home base, and so we have a lot of friends and family and everything here. So we knew it would at least do moderately well here, but to see it, you know, doing well other places is great. So hopefully that just continues.
Cool. Right on. Now, so the next stop after the Greeley run is you're going out to L.A. to a rather historic theater.
Right. Theater. Like, I like the way you put that.
It is. It's a classic movie house. The Egyptian? I mean,
it
goes back to the 1920s or something?
Oh, it's amazing. We were talking earlier. I used to, because I went to film school in Hollywood, and I used to walk by the Egyptian all the time. And, I mean, it blows our minds to know that we're going to be playing there. I mean, it's kind of a dream come true to be right on Hollywood Boulevard. And the Egyptian, you know, for people who don't know, it's, you know, they premiered Citizen Kane there, Ben-Hur, I mean, all these classic movies. And it's I think it's the oldest theater in Hollywood, I think.
I think it's the oldest one that's still, like, functioning, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that'd be the right way to put it. So, yeah, I mean, it's daunting, to say the least. We don't know what we're doing there, but we're excited about it.
And that's just going to be for one night as of right now, right?
That's right. Well, yeah, it's looking that way. I mean, we as of now, we can confirm it's one night. There's a good chance it'll expand from there, but we don't want to say anything yet because right now we just want to get people there that first night because obviously if that goes well, then hopefully we can expand. But if it doesn't go well, then we probably won't expand. So we're just trying to keep everybody focused on that first night, and then we'll kind of see where we're at.
Cool. Now, what night, what time?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of important information, isn't it?
I guess.
Thank you, Dave.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm here for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So the date is June 10th, and that's Wednesday, June 10th, so it's less than a week away.
Yeah, by the time this airs, it'll be like 2 or 3 days out.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. So, I mean, in a couple days, it's going to be playing. So it's at 7:30, June 10th at the Egyptian. You can get your tickets in advance at Fandango. We definitely recommend that. We don't know if it's going to sell out, but it would be really unfortunate if you got all the way there and found out that you couldn't get in. So buy tickets in advance for sure.
I've got to imagine you're selling them pretty quick at this point already.
Yeah, we seem to be. Yeah, we don't know what our numbers are. We don't get the numbers from Fandango, but we know a lot of people are buying in advance. So hopefully there will still be tickets left by the time this airs.
Right on. Cool. And then where do you go from there?
Well, then, what we know for sure is we're going to be playing New York, and New York is July 9th, and I think that's Cinema Village in Greenwich Village, I think. Unfortunately, the best thing to do is check our website. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit fuzzy on the details, but
that's okay. And what would that website be?
Oh, thank you again, Dave. Man, do you want to be our publicist?
I'm trying.
We're paying a whole lot of nothing right now. The website is doubleedgefilms.com. And you can also look us up on Facebook. Just look for Ink on Facebook. And we have a fan page there. And we also have a blog. And that's doubleedgefilms. So anyhow, well, you can look us up on all those places. We're on Twitter. We're everywhere. So
cool. I'll put links up in the post too. So
that's right. So the film is Ink, and the company is Double Edge Films.
Right on. Cool. Now, are you? Is there any talk about? I have to ask, since you've made Spin as well. Is there any talk about making that like Air beforehand, just once in a while for fun, or?
Oh, you mean before we play Ink?
Yeah, I'm just curious. No, purely random, yeah, you know, throwing it out there.
No, I like that idea. Actually, we hadn't thought of that, but no, we should consider doing that because that would be kind of a nice lead-in, I suppose. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do that now. Fair and enough. If we do, we'll make sure we give you credit for the idea.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, sir. Well, I know you guys are getting ready to head out of here, so I'm going to let you go. But all thank right, you good. So much for sitting with me.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure, David.
Absolutely. And good luck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We'll let you know how it goes.
Cool.